Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank you for joining us here at the Strongheart Warrior Society. Mr. Money of the Strongheart Warrior Society is to join us momentarily. I want to read to you from the Strongheart Warrior Society website. I'm on the webpage titled Strongheart Lakota Solidarity Project. The Lakota Solidarity Project, LSP, was formed in March 2012 as an all-volunteer effort to provide emergency assistance and mutual aid to traditional and grassroots Lakota elders and activists on Pine Ridge who were facing an escalation of violent attacks against them and their families in retaliation for becoming more vocal and active in their struggles for justice. Just 1 year earlier, in March 2011, many of these same elders had participated in the 34-day peaceful takeover of the Porcupine Elders Meals building to protest life-threatening elder abuse, neglect, rotten food, and the theft of funds intended for elderly services. Other elders had taken over the district offices in the community of Oglala. The consequences of these actions and others like it were increased retaliation, blacklisting from tribal government services, and physical attacks by those protecting the status quo and opposed to the traditional and grassroots Lakota people. with a hostile environment suggesting the AIMGOON days of the 1970s, urgent action was needed to bring witness and accountability to Pine Ridge. The mobilization of LSP was 7 years in development and an extension of ongoing work by the traditional Lakota Warrior Society, known as, and I won't even try to pronounce that word, but it was the traditional Lakota Warrior Society, in partnership with solidarity activists to support traditional grassroots resistance and sovereignty for the Lakota and other Native peoples. Following a month-long search for additional solidarity activists and resources, the LSP was created and began work on Pine Ridge in May 2012 to begin collecting documentary evidence of abuse, neglect, exploitation, corruption, and retaliation against Lakota elders. The solidarity team lived in South Dakota for nearly 4 months working with Lakota activists, elders, and Oyaki. Team members returned to Pine Ridge again in February 2013 to finalize documentary collection and meet with grandmothers to discuss the upcoming activities associated with the Stand Behind the Lakota Grandmothers campaign. In March 2013, the Stand Behind Lakota Grandmothers campaign was launched to mobilize international action in support of traditional elders and the end of genocide through the release of groundbreaking feature-length documentary, Red Cry, and a 12-plus city journey of education and awareness called the Lakota Truth Tour. Additional activities were envisioned. Okay, so this is a fight for the elders of the Lakota tribe. Additional activities were envisioned to support the Lakota grandmothers and elders. So, I want to thank you for joining us on Human Rights Demand. This, the Lakota Tribe Strong Heart Warrior Association broadcast that Mr. Money asked me to invite you to hear from him. Evidently, he is delayed joining us. He's ordinarily on Human Rights Demand every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. His tapes from those broadcasts are available for you at Human Rights Demand, a Blog Talk Radio channel. And I'm going to close now because obviously something is preventing Mr. Money from joining us on this broadcast. But I wanted you to hear a little bit about the situation that some Native Americans find themselves in. Regarding the goals and intentions, the Lakota Solidarity Project was a history-making social justice collaboration between traditional elders from Pine Ridge Reservation and a group of Native and non-Native solidarity activists directed by the Lakota Strongheart Warrior Society. The project was organized with the following mission. The Lakota Solidarity Project is working in togetherness with traditional elders, grassroots activists, and others led by the grandmothers to end the genocide of the Lakota people and support the full renewal of leadership by Lakota grandmothers on Pine Ridge and across the Lakota Nation. It said that LSP held a set of strong goals for the project. Number one, promote the ability for Lakota elders, warriors, and grassroots activists to speak and our and their own voices and be heard within the Lakota Nation and throughout the international community. That's one of the main goals. There are others, and they are on the website. And if you look at Strong Heart Warrior Society, just Google that, you will reach their website and be able to read all of the goals listed for the Lakota Solidarity Project. And Mr. Money speaks not only for the Lakota Native Americans, but he cares about the circumstances of all Native American people and, of course, all humanity. He is a human rights activist, and he cares about your human rights struggles as well as those of all Native Americans and the Lakota in particular. So please give him a ring next Wednesday when he is expected on Human Rights Demand Channel. The telephone number to this broadcast is 347-857-3293. Again, that's 347-857-3293. And speak with Mr. Money regarding the history of Native Americans, the history of the struggle for independence and self-determination. Speak to him about whatever your human rights struggle is, no matter what peoples you belong to, because Mr. Money is a human rights activist, and he cares about all the people's struggles for peace and self-determination. So again, I welcome you to Human Rights Demand. We have a number of broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio. I ask you to look at the Human Rights Demand Blog Talk Radio schedule. Just put that in your Google browser. That's Human Rights Demand Blog Talk Radio schedule. And you will see other programs scheduled for your education, for your opportunity to speak, for your asking for your assistance regarding human rights demands. You know, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. That was said years ago by Mr. Frederick Douglass, and it is as true now as it was when he said it. And we want to thank you for joining us on Human Rights Demand and invite you back on Saturday, that's tomorrow at 3 p.m. I'm sorry that Mr. Money did not join this broadcast. I do not know what impeded his joining us today, but I do appreciate this opportunity to speak with you about the Strong Heart Warrior Association. Good day to you and many blessings.